Question 5. Now listen to a conversation between two students. Margie, how's it going?
Not so great, Ted.
What's wrong?
Well, remember how I told you I was planning to take that history of science class?
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid I waited too long to register. The class is full.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure what to do.
I guess you could just wait a few days and see if someone drops it. You know how it is. Every semester people sign up, then they change their mind after they attend the first class or two. As long as you keep checking the class list, you could sign up when someone drops, but you'd have to check the class list every day and sign up right away.
That's not a bad idea. I think that might work, but then again, what if no one wants to drop it? Everyone says it is supposed to be a great class.
The other thing you could think about is actually contacting the professor directly. It's taught by Dr. Harmon, right? I heard he is really cool. So maybe you can convince him to let you into the class. Maybe when he sees how excited you are to take his class, he'll let you in.
That might work too. I'm sure he'd let me in if he could, but there just might not be any seats left.
That's possible, but it's still worth a try. Think about both of my suggestions. The students discuss two possible solutions to the woman's problem. Describe the problem, then state which of the two solutions you prefer and explain why.